Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Michael Lewis Ingram, and I'm host of Soul Tree Radio in the Raw. It's rather apropos that the last day of 2023, I get a chance to say what I want. It's been a rough year. I'm sure there are others that have similar challenges, and I'm going to send some positive energy to you guys and ladies who are in a similar situation. Now, you all know the old heads always say, stuff happens in threes. I lost three very close people to me, family, this year, and it was a shock. My brother Keith Humming, my brother John Harrison, and my brother Jason Hoover. Harrison and Humming were DJs. They formed the company Total Music Concepts, and they were among the vanguard of hip-hoppers when the music first and the lifestyle first came to be in 1973, or thereabouts. My love of music and their own sensitivity helped to save me and channel my energy into something where I had something that would develop a skill for me to bring me joy and bring me purpose as I worked my way through the suicide of my mother and other life-changing situations. I can never pay them enough for what they did. What I can tell you is if you ever hear a music mix that you find intriguing, get them credit. They taught me how. The third person, Jason Hoover, is a singer. Jason was born in Canada in Edmonton. He came to Vancouver and was a vocalist in the 60s. And he formed a group called the Epics. He was an immensely talented man, so much so that my brother and colleague David Love Jones decided to do a movie about him. He accumulated material over the past 3 or so years, and it turned out it was for naught, because just as we get into the meat of the heart, the meat of the subject, Jason passed. He was 78 years old. He leaves behind his son Parker, his brother Wes, and other folks, and to the Henderson family, I send my love. So we're going to remember them tonight in this memorial mix. And we have to move forward. You do so in a positive way. I got married. Some might say that's not positive, but it is for me. My beautiful wife's name is Nada. And like the song says, she's strange, but I like it. I like it a lot. We've been hanging around for a long time. We finally decided to do it. We're doing it right, and we're doing it well. I'm grateful to her for her love and her support. She has proven to be the ride or die that everyone talks about, everybody wants, but really can't get because they don't know what it is. So to honor them both, on them all, and everybody else who has a hand in we've becoming successful with what we do, be it the music or the talk through the show, shout out to Tony and Gary, Fred, Reggie, Patrick, and everybody else. I leave this as a memento that we got to the year, we made it. There's more to come, hopefully from the good side. And it's not just that, that there's a big blanket of people and support system that spurs our efforts. My extended family, my Cajun sister in Louisiana, Jenny, to my sister Amy in Vancouver, to my new family, some in Saskatchewan, I say I love you. Take care. Go safe. Stay safe and be safe. To my daughters, Mia, Nikki, and Debbie, much love. To the grandkids, Masika, Kaylee, Elena, Dylan, and Miles, the kids next door, I say much love. So, before I get all weak and shit, let me go to work and give y'all a little taste of what we do best.
I'm gonna go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The black. I know something else was sliding in there as I was in serious mad scientist mode. You listen to Soul Tree Radio on the Raw. And of course, it's the last one of 2023. I had to say goodbye to some family. I also had to say goodbye to some people I also were considering family, but I cared about, my loved. My girl, Sonic Cheryl Jones, who is a host on our show. She is sassy. She had that cute little southern accent. And she always made it on point. Very intelligent girl. Woman, excuse me. She is on point. Cheryl, love you. Miss you. And my girl, Ulrika. Yui. You're in Germany now, playing with the Angels. You take care of yourself wherever you are. Hope you're looking out for me, keeping me out of trouble as well. And I'll keep an eye on the girls, Jasmine, Binks, and Alexandra. Love you and miss you too. Peace. Now, there was another thing that happened to me that was of significance besides getting married. Well, I managed to live. Apparently, I was had serious kidney disease, and they tried some treatment on me that I didn't know was guinea pig action. They put me under and I had all kinds of wild dreams and shit about hell and heaven and everything else and whatnot. And somehow I'm still here. I'm here in spite of the fact that somebody tried to kill me. Her name was Martha Joy McCrae. Sometimes she calls herself Marty. And according to the number of aliases she has, she's got like 8 other names, but put him out of the bitch, try to kill me, in my opinion. Anyway, I was left for dead, and it looked like our hero was gone, but that's not how they write the scripts sometimes. I'm still here, and it turns out that not only is revenge best served cold, revenge is best served when you get to live and succeed. And that's what I plan to do. As we go into 2024, we have to make sure the house is clean so that all the shit from the year before is out the door. And as they say, a new broom sweeps clean. Now, if you got your culinary aprons on, you know, you get your black-eyed peas and rice together, Johnny cake, cornbread. When I was in Germany, I had to have Würstchen, sausage, kartoffel salad, potato salad, and sauerkraut, which we did. Sauerkraut equaling money. The more sauerkraut you ate, the more money for the house. So I intend to have some at some point as I extend my respect to all the New Year's and all the good food that is to come. I'm also including in my New Year's Eve menu vegan mac and cheese. My wife can burn. She hooked it up, and I have to admit, I have never eaten so much mac and cheese as I've eaten this vegan style thing. All I know is it's good. It doesn't bother me. I'm not gassy or constipated from it, so keep it coming. Having said that, all I can say is for everybody else, for the guys, if you're in a household where the male dominates, make sure a female crosses the threshold first in the new year. Wise, if you are in a female-dominated household, make sure you or another man crosses the threshold first in the new year to bring good luck. Okay, we try to get all the luck we can get. In terms of that, we're also going house hunting. I'm going to get a house this year by hook or crook. We don't have to resort to crime, so I guess it'll be by hook. How, we don't know, but somehow we shall make a way. In any event, if you like what you hear, stop on by, as Shaka likes to say. STRITR on Cash App. Capital STRITR on Cash App. To bring in the new year, you got to bring it in a little funk, because joy not just only comes in the morning, it comes at night as well. As the poet once said, on little cat feet, only they're bopping.
Just wait here. Radio worldwide.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't get me wrong, don't let you know.
Yes, indeed. I would suggest anyone planning on deploying the sex bomb that you exude caution at all times. Well, we know what 2023 was. We can only hope what 2024 will be. My wife and I are going to do our very best to live the best life we can live and enjoy the new year. For everybody else who already has experienced 2024 coming to pass, may the new year be good for you and good to you. Good to know you all, and happy new year on the other side of the map, as it's already happened. And as it crops over to my neck of the woods, just want to say, everybody, please go safe. Want you all to get from point A to point B, having them bobcat, and back to A, okay. For all of us here at the tree, again, may 2024 be good to you and good for you. Much love, peace, and all good things to come. See you next year.